everybody, welcome back to the Skimocast. In this episode, I'm joined by one of the best athletes in the world, the Swiss machine Rémi Bonnet. I think he is one of the guests who needs no introduction at all. So just very shortly about his recent achievements. He is the best vertical athlete in the world in all sports right now. Winner of the individual and vertical World Cup, winner of Golden Trail Series last year, and we will see what's going to happen in 2 weeks. Winner of Marathon du Mont Blanc this year, record holder of the legendary Pikes Peak Ascent, and the one who scored the highest ITRA score in history of this ranking. Simply Rémi Bonnet. Rémi, it's nice to finally have you in this podcast. Thank you and welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you doing right now? We are after 1 year at Atomic Media Day, talking in person. So what's new in your life, apart from, let's say, sport?
Yeah, all going well. Like, I am still with my girlfriend at home, so we live a good life. And yeah, I'm still trying to improve myself as a better athlete every day. So I think I am on the good way and I hope it continues like that.
You had a busy year. I remember us talking during dinner last year here in Atomic, and you were saying about your goals, like you want to win the Golden Trail Series last year, so you did it. Then your big goal was to become double champion in Skimo, because it's a historical achievement when we see through history. You did it. Then you won the Marathon du Mont Blanc. Sierre-Zinal was on your bucket list, but you know, it's life, yeah. So how is it possible to manage between Skimo and trail running? Because you and Kilian, maybe you are the only two guys to be on the top for such a long time in both sports.
Yeah, I think you have to to love what you do. Like, for me, it's natural to do the two sports, and I need the two sports to be happy in life. I think it's a big part of the success at the end. But then also you have to have the right people around you. So not only on the sports side, but also in the lifestyle. And I think I find the people that helps me to grow as an athlete and also as a human. So it's the two big things, I think, that I can say that helps me to be better every day. But then also you have to be always, what do you say? I am never satisfied about my results. I always want more.
So you are setting new goals, maybe new motivation, finding new challenges.
Even when you are 2 times world champion the same year, like, I want to do it again, like 2 years after, and you have always to move like that.
And so how do you look back on the past 12 months? Because it's like a dream. If I am on your position, I'll be like, wow, I did it. Maybe all my dreams, it's almost all done. It's amazing. So how do you look back on this amazing journey since last summer till now?
Yeah, I think I'm not really looking back about what I did in the past. I am always looking in front, what's next. So I think it's why also I am always motivated, because I never look back, and I know that I did some great thing in the past, but I want to do always better. So for me, it's good to do what I did the past years, but I think I can do more than that. And so it's why, like, I am training hard every day to try to be the best.
It seems to be simple, but it isn't simple.
No, it's not simple, but I always told to myself that winning races, it's important, but at the end you have to do what makes you happy. Like, and what makes me happy is to live from my two sports, so it's why also I am training for.
It's passion and it's your way of life. We can say it. Going from the winter season, it was a really busy and long one. Month after Tromso, you did the Gamma.
Yeah, 3 weeks after, yeah.
So it was crazy. So no proper rest between the seasons, or you managed to have some kind of block of rest and not...
Yeah, I did, like, as always, I do 1 week of rest after the Skimo season. So I took this week and then we try to train as good as we can with my coach for 2 weeks to be prepared for a marathon, but it was not really easy preparation because you cannot do too much because you can have injury. So yeah, I took the race like just as a training. I knew that I was not in the best shape as I could be, but I knew that I have my chance to do a good race. So I took it and at the end I finished fourth. So it's not a bad result. But then I knew that it was just the beginning of the season.
When speaking about the Eskimo and trail running, a lot of people, not only the elite at least, but maybe most people from both communities, they are similar. They are doing Eskimo, they are doing trail running. Where do you see the hidden strengths you are getting from Eskimo for trail running and vice versa?
Yeah, I think it's really similar sports at the end because you have to be good endurance athletes. So for this is the same as like the two sports are the same. But then I think if you take like all the winter, I am doing so many vertical meters. So then when I am in summer, I think I have much more endurance strength than the other who are just running all year long. And I think he helps me to yeah, to climb fast in summer. And then when I do my summer season and I come back to winter, now you see that I am running like on the skis. So I think it helps also because I'm running all the summer. So it's a mix between the two sports, but the end is the fastest way to do the two sports.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, when I see you during like Eskimo races and now the other streams or Eurosport on Golden Trail series, yeah, it's the same, Remy. And also, we maybe can talk more about the other guys. Jim Walmsley, for example, he won the UTMB after very huge Eskimo season. Yeah, he did all the training on skis, so maybe. I also asked this, Simon, your coach, in this podcast. What do you think about this? Is there some connection?
Yeah, I think for him it works pretty well because you see that yeah he was unbeatable on the UTMB this year, and I think he really loved the Eskimo community also and everything around Eskimo, and I think he will do a lot of races in the future, but I think he helps also his mind during winter because before he was running all year long as I said, and then like you didn't feel it really, but I think in the head if you are doing if you are running like all year long at the end, you are tired. Like, even if you are still running fast, like, and I think in an ultra, at the end of the race, it's only the head. And so maybe it helps also on in that way. Like, he was maybe a bit more motivated that to run after Eskimo season.
Let's talk more about you and the last 2 years of you in Eskimo. You won vertical and individual World Cup, the vertical twice, finished top three overall last season. You won Paterui, your like home dream race. The last time you finished second in World Cup vertical race was back in February.
Yeah.
It was in Jenerstein in Germany before Corona came, so it was like another century, another life maybe. So, what else do you have left in Eskimo on your bucket list?
Yeah, I think maybe Pierramenta, the overall of the World Cup. We'll try maybe this year. And another world champions title.
You mentioned the overall World Cup. But you need to collect points in the sprints because we saw Thibaut Anselme. He's amazing in all disciplines. He's so consistent. He was in top 10 all season long. His worst result was 8th place or 9th. I don't know. Yeah. But it's amazing what he's doing. So, what about you and the sprints?
Yeah, I will try to win as much as I can in individual and in vertical, and then to put some points in the sprints. But I know that I am, from far the best at the sprint, so I will try my best to see what happen, and maybe it will be good.
Are you working somehow on your sprint skills
Not at
or
all. I will just do it like this, and I want to stay as I am. Like I like individual and vertical, so I will not change my training just for over World Cup.
I think that you got serious speed from running,
Yeah.
so maybe only transitions
Yeah, maybe.
Tune
Yeah.
it up, and maybe also better transitions means easier winning during individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's a plus. So good luck with the sprints, and we will see. I hope it's gonna be a very nice battle between you, Thibaut, Maximilian, for example. Yeah, I mean, you three, you are the top candidates for the Crystal Globe. So we will see how it's gonna play out. you mentioned Pieramenta. Who is your dream partner? Do you have somebody in your mind, maybe? Or...
Yeah, it's difficult. Like, you have to find someone who is at the same level as you, like at the period of the race, and it's hard to find. But like, if I will pick one, it's I think it's Kilian, because for me, he's the guy I was looking like when I start Skimo. So if I could do one race with him and win Pieramenta with him, it would be
Yeah, that
the
would be
best.
like two goats going together. It's like Pogacar and Vingegaard together in one team on Tour de France. Yeah. Make it happen, guys. before 2020 and 2021 season, you had zero World Cup wins.
Yeah.
Then you won at home in Verbier, and now you got 12 wins in like 2.5 seasons, let's say. Can you tell us what changes you made, because you seem to be unstoppable right now? In verticals is like for 3 years, and in individuals last season you were like the top.
I know when I am confident in my head, like nothing can stop me. Like, and I think also now I am confident in my training with my coach, so I think now it's easier than before.
Yeah, so everything is perfect. Your mental health is on good level, and also your confidence is there. Yeah.
Yeah. Then when you start well the season, it's always helping to do good results after. So I hope I will start well in the season.
So for the next season, you saw the calendar.
Yeah.
You know that like in November, it's only sprint in Val Thorens. So maybe good info for you, yeah, because of the Golden Trail series, it's ending almost at the end of October.
Yeah.
So maybe you can have a gap and start in January, or
yeah,
what's
it's
your
what
plan?
I will do. Like, I will skip the first World Cup and then start at the European Champ in Flin.
And then all the World Cups.
Yeah,
You
and
have the
then I will
option.
do
Yeah,
all
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah,
races.
yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's for you. Like, the main focus is the overall World Cup this season, and we will
Yeah,
see.
I will try to win as much as I can as last year, and then if I could play the overall, I will play it.
For more than 2 years, almost 3 years, you are with Simon Gosselin.
Yeah.
Good guy, great coach. I guess you are more friends than coach and athlete, but yeah, we can see it. What led to maybe one of the biggest changes in your career? Because you are training mostly on your own, how you feel, and so, and then during Corona, you decide, yeah, I go with this guy.
Yeah, it's always hard when you are training alone. Like, when it's working, it's easy because you're just training and you win races and all good. But then when you have like low points and you are like, you have an injury or you do a bad race or everything, you have nobody to talk about it and to change your training. And I think that's the major things with Simon, is that like he's checking everything. So when I am feeling tired, we talk about it and then we change the training. And also I am training like much more specific than before. Before I was always doing the same session. And so at one point you are just at the same level. And now with Simon, we try to push the boundaries like always further and further. So yeah, that's good. And I like to train with him.
Watching you during the race is like poetry in motion. It seems so easy, like there is no gravity. Yeah, it's amazing. I saw all your World Cup wins, I can say, from the first one till now. And yeah, it's always your signature is just flying up the hill.
Yeah.
Tell me, how does it feel to know that there is when everything is good, your head is there, that there is nobody that can beat you.
Yeah, it feels good because you know that you can do great things, but then you have to stay on the floor. Like, you have to always think that everything can happen. Like, even if you are in a great shape, like we can like put an example, like this summer with Siazinal, I think I was in the shape of my life. I think I would have won the race, like, if I was not sick, but then you get sick and that's a pity. So yeah, you have always to have in mind that you can break a skis or something. So it's why also I am always pushing until the finish line, because
you never
know. You never know. Yeah.
I was also speaking and discussing about this topic with Simon. Do you think that your running style during vertical and individuals in the uphill is maybe the biggest game changer between you and the others? Because I don't know, I'm not an elite skimmer racer, but to glide that fast, it's
impossible. Yeah. For me, it's the new technique that everyone will have like in the future, because like, even if you are the best glider of the world, you will never go as fast as when you run with the skis. And then it's just about the techniques. Like, I am training it, and I think I am the only one who train like running on the skis. So I think it will come. Like, you see also the new generation, they are like, most of them are running now. So I think it's the change of the sports, and I think it's why also all the racist times are getting beaten.
And who is the best glider in your opinion right now?
For me, it was Manfred Reichegger.
Okay.
Souvenir when I was like in my first years competing with the elites, and I remember him passing me like flying, gliding. And so I think he was the best. Yeah. And now, actually, in the World Cup, I think it's Seydalin. Yeah.
His style is just, it's Stepan style.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your most favorite training session and where?
That's difficult one. Yeah, I like the long sessions, like 10 minutes or like several times, 10 minutes, and then down fast and back again, like a small individual. But we are doing it a lot, like not on the slope, but on the track.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with those training, I improve a lot on the individual skills.
And I guess the best location for you is at home.
At home, yeah.
Yeah, you got amazing surroundings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just judging from your videos and pictures, it's always nice to see your reels from your home. When speaking about favorite things, what is your favorite race?
I would say it's Trophée des Gastelozen. It's where I live. It's an individual race, a team race at home. So I think it's one of the best races for me. And then Patrouille des Glaciers, just for the history of the race.
Mm-hmm.
But I would pick those two.
Yeah, fair enough. You did your first race on the ISMF circuit as junior back in 2013.
Yeah.
And now we are in 2023. So what differences you see between Skimo then and now?
Yeah, it's completely different. Like, now there is more money in the sport. Like, everything is specific. There is more and more coaches for the sport. And then now it's in the Olympics. So like 10 years ago, I will never think that it would be in the Olympics. So you see that the sport is getting more and more professional. And there is more and more also pro athletes. Like, they are just doing this and nothing else. So that's good in a point of view.
Yeah, and also a lot of guys are on snow since early October. It's crazy. Maybe mostly sprinters this year, because the schedule is better for them and they have to start sooner. You mentioned Olympics, so the biggest news, difference maker, everything. What is your take on Skimo to be on the biggest sporting event?
Yeah, on one hand, it's good for the sport to grow it and to give the possibility to the athletes to live from the sports. But in the other hand, it's, for me, it's not the way that I wanted the Olympics. Like, Yeah, they kill a bit the spot like where he was born. So it's a pity, but then maybe it will only be 1 year like this. So maybe all will come to normal
Normal, yeah.
after Cortina.
Yeah, maybe we all as a community we will take the best and push it, and then we will see what's gonna bring you in the next years. Let's hope for this scenario. And what about you and the Olympics? Is it your dream to represent Switzerland in 2026 or?
Like when I heard that it will go to Olympics, I was really motivated to go, like, but then when they give us more information about the races they
And
will put,
disciplines, yeah.
then the motivation went a bit down. But yeah, we'll see. There is still some time to the Olympics, so I will see. Like if I have my chance with the relay, maybe, but it's not like not a huge goal for me, like.
Before last three questions, I got, let's say, one funny one. Let's imagine we have a vertical race between you, Kilian, Pogačar, Pitcock. Yeah, that's it. Who is gonna win? In maybe Eskimo is the most fair because it has the closest to cycling than running to cycling. So just in theory.
I think on a bike he will beat me for sure. Then on running, I think I will beat them all. And in skimo, I think now I can be a good winner normally, but you never know with Kilian. Like, it's a pity that he's not competing anymore because I think it would be like a huge battle.
Yeah, of course. And
But then, like, the sport is really specific. So for Pogačar and Pitcock, I think
yeah,
no sense.
it's funny. I maybe also Francesco Pupi was speculating about this kind of race. Maybe Ineos will in the future support this kind of crazy idea. Now we are getting to our last part of the interview. So, Remy, what does mountaineering in summer, winter, like at all, mean to you?
Yeah, for me, I am not really attracted by the really mountain stuff, like when you have fear or when it's dangerous and when you cannot control everything. I like when I can control what I am doing. And at some point in mountaineering, it's just about luck and don't taking too much risk. So I like to stay on the
Yeah,
ground.
in let's say comfort zone. Your but your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is for me, yeah, maybe dangerous when
I
yeah.
like to take a bit of risk, but always controlled.
Yeah. You are a huge inspiration, not only to young guys, girls, boys, but also for entire outdoor community, yeah, we can say it. What would you say to young Eskimo and trail runners who work on themselves and they are looking up to you like, oh, I want to be like Remy one day?
Yeah, I think it's good to have some example in the sport. I had many like when I start, but then you have to make your own way. Like nobody can say to you how you will be like in 10 years. So yeah, just take all your passion, you practice it as much as you can, and like until you have the passion in you, you continue. And I think that's the most important, is that when the passion is gone, you have to stop, like,
Yeah, my words or our words as Kimo Stats, yeah, the same. Like we said this exactly this thing that when the passion is like out, we will stop also with this, yeah. Because if it's not passion, everybody will see it and feel it that it's fake, you know. And
That's true.
also for you, it doesn't work. Maybe you got injured and all the bad stuff can happen. Okay, Remy, that's it. Thanks a
Cool.
lot for this amazing talk. You are a really inspiring person. Keep inspiring us. Keep
Yes.
pushing limits and good luck to the next
Thanks.
season and let's win the Gold Trail Series.
Let's go.